All right, welcome back, everybody. This is part four of Marketing a Story, December 15th, 16th? Did I say 15th before? Whatever the date is, it's December 2021 still. And we have done the first three parts out of four of our Marketing a Story retreat. And just a reminder of some of the places we went to, remember those myths and truths about marketing in the first block, really changing how we even, what our relationship is to marketing at all. Part two, that there's opportunity everywhere and how easy it is to bump into that ideal client, that as we, it's not a needle in a haystack whatsoever, but like the fitness training client, you know, there's a whole bunch of people that we can serve. Sometimes we get scared of our power, that we actually have the ability to serve so many people. So, and then we need structures that allow us to do that and leverage ways so we don't burn out too. That's topic for a whole other day, but lots of people out there that we can talk to. We find out who that ideal client is. We talk to that one person. And so that was part two. Part three, the essential marketing pieces. What do we really need? What are the components, the must-have components, in order to reach the people we're meant to serve? And those were the strategy session, which is which is a sales piece, but is our best marketing research, our talk, our free gift, our list, and then some follow-up sequence from our free gift so that we can take them from the talk, for instance, to the free gift, to the strategy session, and multiple other ways that we can do that. The aim always being, how do we get people to strategy sessions so we can be in conversations with people who can help? And through all of this, I have been gently doing some pieces in and around sales, even though this is about marketing, because they are different but intimately connected. Marketing, how do we start talking to people that maybe we can serve and grow that audience and be in front of the right people? And sales, I be in conversation where I make an offer, that person says yes, so we can start to do the work. All right, there's the like 1 minute summary of some of the places we've been today. And then this last piece, as I said, part four, the plan, marketing strategy, and calendar. All right. So I've been dropping in some hints, because it's hard to talk about marketing without talking about sales, for reasons that hopefully you really understand now. We could, and why we sometimes think marketing is expensive and doesn't work, because if we're not aligned with sales, if we don't start with sales, if we don't have those strategy sessions where we're talking to people and know what they actually want, all of that marketing is for naught, and it feels expensive, it feels awful, it feels, you know. But when we start with the energetically with sales, and also we start with holding strategy sessions where we're talking to people and finding out what they want, then all of the marketing makes sense. So I want to talk about that, but underline, it's the same topic, but I want to talk about it in a slightly different way to a point here. And that's bringing the language of reverse engineering. We begin with the end in mind. So what is it that we want to offer? Otherwise, that marketing, that's why we also have thought of it in the past, or other people do, as just expensive or ineffective or bad or whatever it is, because it's just like spray and pray, or it's just like, let's just get a bunch of stuff out there and maybe something will happen. And there's no plan to it. It's not strategic. It doesn't go anywhere, and it's exhausting. Make sense? Like that's why we get so tired about it, or we think it's ineffective. So we need to begin with the end in mind. That's another way in which we start with sales. What's my offer? What's my big offer? And remember, in the survey for Quantum Leaps, I asked you about, what's the offer? What's your vision? What is it, you know, what is it that you're wanting to offer? How much does it cost? And how many of them do you want to offer? And this dovetails with marketing as story. Because we can't market if we don't know where we're leading. We begin with the end in mind. Making sense? And let me give you the example of that. We saw that in Mary Kay's marketing, to talk is marketing. And that PSPS, I said, where are you going to, Mary Kay, right? Because we need to know, otherwise we can't create the PSPS sequence. We're all solving problems, and then here's the next problem, and here's the next problem. But it's just kind of random unless we know the end goal. We always have to reverse engineer it. And And I said to Mary Kay, you have to know what it is. Are you going to the free gift or are you going to directly to strategy session? Because that will change what you're going to say before. There's umpteen things we could say to people, but it ends over here. And that's how we know what the next problem is. Maybe they could have 10 different problems, but the one we're going to highlight is this one that leads to this solution. And it's, again, all this is genuine. All this is bona fide. It's really what people are encountering. So that means that in order to plan your marketing, in order to have marketing strategy, not random stuff thrown out there hoping that somehow my business will grow, it's marketing strategy. We need to think strategically. And part of that, again, is always reverse engineering. It starts from that big offer, which assumes you have a big offer. And if you don't yet have a big offer, I highly encourage you to create one. And if you think I can't because my association doesn't allow it, or I can't because the market only bears this much, or I can't, these are all, I can't. This is not big self. There is a way to do this in every industry for every person always. And it's an editor. It's a voice inside us that thinks we can't. And that's then go back to part one of marketing a story. And we need more work in the inner world to know that it's possible for us, right? So we'll do more work on that at the high ticket virtual retreat. We'll do some more work at practical applications as well. But I just wanted to touch on that here, because if we don't have a big offer, we're going to get tired. We're going to get burned out. And we're going to think the marketing doesn't work. So the piece about having a big offer that I want to underline here, all the headaches are in the front end. All the rewards are in the back end. So as we're giving our free gift, or maybe we're giving something for a dollar, or we're even a book from a business perspective, a book can do amazing work out there in the world. I'm not talking about the work that it does in the world, but from a business and marketing perspective, a book takes a ton of work, right? And that, you know, and then it's a lot of work, and whether it's a book or a low-level program or a $10 widget, people are less invested and less of them shows up, right? The more invested the person is, think we use the same word in English. They are invested monetarily. They are invested with themselves. People show up differently. The headaches are in the front end. The rewards are in the back end. So we want to reverse engineer from what the back end is. That's high ticket. And you get to work with the best people who are the most engaged, who get the most transformation, who change their lives and the world. So all of these different things that we're talking about, a talk, a book, a free gift, all of these, a video on social media, like all of these things, they are all part of the front end. And they're all really important. But they all will only work when we reverse engineer it. The business growth happens through the back end. All right. So then in order to market, we need to know what that offer is. And for our purposes, a high ticket offer is $2,000 and up. So then, again, more work at the high ticket virtual retreat on this, but your task is to figure out what it is that you can offer that costs $2,000 and up. And again, a lot of editors can get in the way of this, but when you've done that, that's gold. And if you go, well, I'm already doing that, then make it 5,000. If you're already doing that, do 10,000. If it's 10,000, make it 20, right? And here's what I want you to think about. What's the biggest, boldest offer that I can make? What's the deepest service that I can do? If we're on this plan to help people, how can I creatively figure out with what my talents are and abilities and stuff that I do, what can I offer to a real life person with two eyes, a nose, and a mouth that would be worth $2,000 or more? Then my task becomes to build that, but it doesn't have to take me 10 years to do that. Again, huge resource in the high ticket virtual retreat. Christina is one of my favorite examples. She was working in a barbershop and the next day she made a $2,000 sale, right? From the work we did at the high ticket virtual retreat. We don't do all that work here, but in order to understand what it is that we're even marketing, we reverse engineer, we need to know what that is. So I would love to work with one of you and start to figure that out right here, right now. Well, what is it that you could offer that would be $2,000 or up? And if you're already doing that, what could it be for $20,000? I don't care about the number. Do you get what I'm saying? But except I care that it's $2,000 and up. So anybody want to work with me on that? Yeah, Heidi, go ahead. So you tell me. First, tell us the trend. Tell us, because you've done the work now, who's your ideal client and what's the transformation you offer? Don't get too caught up in your head. Just tell us in a sentence or two.
My ideal client is the mother of a severely autistic individual of any age. And the transformation she yearns for is just to know her child will be all right. That's all she cares about.
I don't know what you heard in the room, but from what I heard about what was in the breakout room, I think you've made great progress. Can you hear it? I wasn't even there, but the way you were describing it before, this is lovely. Okay. And now you know that we can keep working on that. We can keep playing with that. And it will grow and shift and change over time, right? It will, as we learn more and more who exactly that person is, what exactly that transformation is, and as we grow. So, but we also just do what we do right on the, in the moment, offer that, start helping people, and then through that it grows. Making sense so far? All right. And one of the places I see some possibility of play, severely autistic child of any age. I'm wondering about that piece of it. And maybe you want to stay with that and that's fine. No problem with that. But is it different? And you know more about this, like with horses with Mary Kay, you know more about this. It's yours in the end, right? Of course. But if you have a severely autistic child and they are 5, or they are 40, is it different?
Very.
Right, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Are you gonna use a very different language? What if they're 50? The child is 50. Is that person gonna have something different on their mind than the one who's just been diagnosed and who's 5?
Yes.
So I'm just wondering, I think you might have some possibility to play there. A connection call would be in order because not like we talked about before, not to be afraid to be specific. The more specific we are, the more we can talk to them. I'm just wondering.
Yeah, no, absolutely right. And either extreme has severe issues. Where she is in terms of how to be speaking with her with a little child, she's still, I'm going to fix this. I'm going to make this go away. I'm going to find the doctor on the mountaintop who's going to magically cure this so I don't have to worry about him in his adulthood. 40, 60, they've lost hope. They're waiting to die. And it's, they're in a very hard place. The place where I want to focus is the probably the teen who still has everything ahead, a lot of decisions to be made, probably, and this is really narrowing down, this child is in a residential placement for severely autistic kids or should have been and wasn't.
Can you hear? I've got chills in listening to this. How specific this is becoming and how, Heidi, your language is shifting as you talk about who this person is. This is fabulous work. And can you see how the reverse engineering is so important just in who that person is and what the transformation is? Isn't all the marketing going to be different? All the things we're going to say to them leading up. Let me just take, for example, I know you got this, but let's say their child is 70. Well, they don't live that long usually. Whatever, they're old, right? Whatever an old severely autistic, I don't know if it's 50, you know more about this than I do, right? But they're old and the parent is worried about, like, when I'm gone, what's going to happen to this child, et cetera, et cetera. very different top of mind problem. I'm going to say very different things when I'm decorating the door. So this work is huge in all of the marketing. That's why sales comes first again, right? So this is already a great, it's more than a tweak in what you're doing so that you have the language to speak to them and then who you're even going to be gathering. And then out of that pool, have people that you can serve. All right. So now we're talking about the teen and the mom of that teen. And they're also, that's more specific too. They are in home or they ought to be. They would have different language and different needs. So you can choose one of those first to start with, or, you know, this one, I think you could do, you know, either your kid's in a home and you're worried about them because X, Y, or they're not, and you're driving your, you know, you might want to choose, or you might not, whatever you do, let's go with this for now. All right. Mm-hmm. And, what is the real transformation that you provide? And you told me in the one sentence version, the real transformation that you provide that mom is many things. There's a central transformation, then there's spin-off effects in their relationship, in their money, in how they see themselves. Makes sense, right? We want to know the core transformation and then all the other things that happen. And when we see that, we are going to know that this work with them, it's priceless. It's like the student that I told you about. It was his dying years and he was in this community. What's that worth? Changed his life. So tell us, just say more words. Think about a mom you know, one that you've helped, or it could have been, it could be, it's like Mary Kay, she says is like me 30 years ago or whatever. It's like, just tell us more about what the transformation is. You do the work with them, and let's not talk about the money yet, but let's talk about like, what's going to happen to her life? Just give me a whole bunch of words. Start talking about her. Think about a real person. It could be you earlier. It could be somebody that you've worked with. Tell us what could happen when they do. And we haven't even put a program there or a thing, but what do you want to see for her?
This is where the, where does mom begin and kid end get confusing. But all she really cares about is that this, her child will be.
I actually want to stop you right there because I don't want to leave with the word that is confusing. Instead, I want to say that, and you know, hope you don't mind, Heidi, but because then you'll feel confused. So what I'd love to say is here that what I want to say about the transformation is what's happening with the mom and what's happening with the child are so interrelated or so interconnected. Okay.
Yes.
I'm not leaving with confusion. And then go ahead to what you were going to say.
Love it. Thank you. Oh, the truth tears are coming.
Right.
Yeah. All she yearns for is to know he will be okay when she dies.
Right. Right.
Everything comes from that.
Yeah. I've got chills just coursing through me. You know, my nephew is autistic. He is high functioning, but I see that so deeply in my sister. And in our family as well. She knows it. We know it. We don't talk about it much, but it's right there all the time. It's affecting her. It's affecting him in how she thinks about it. It's affecting our whole family, right? Yes. All right.
Yes.
And so when she does, and we don't even know what it is and exactly how it goes, but when she does this work with you, whatever it is, it's a black box right now. That's okay. How is her life going to be palpably different? What do you envision for her?
The worry will release its grip on her throat.
Right. And what happens as a result of this? As that worry stops, the grip on her throat stops, what happens to her health? What happens to her relationship with her spouse or her family? What happens to her income level? What, just talk about any of those right now, just for half a minute or a minute.
The breath can come back and she can be who she really is in her full power and joy of living.
Beautiful. And when she does that, what's actually happening in her daily world? Does she eat breakfast differently? Is her grocery shopping different? Does she, I don't know, make love with her partner differently? Like, I mean, really, how is her day different as a result of that?
Her day is transformed. Her life is transformed because instead of it being a purposeless agony, it becomes a path toward purpose, just based in love of her child and love for herself.
Okay. And now I want you to think about one person that you've helped. Can you think of one person you've helped? It could be yourself. It could be somebody you've volunteered with. It could be anybody, right? Do you have her in mind, a real human being? I want you to talk about her and what happened to her relationship with one person around her. Talk to her. Does she have a name? First name you can give us?
Heidi.
Yeah. Okay. And what happened? Name one relationship, not with the autistic child, somebody else. What happened with her sister or with her cousin, or I don't know what, something that matters to you.
Her other child.
Oh, okay. Tell me what happened.
That relationship was reinvigorated and that relationship could be focused on and stand alone and not in the shadow of the other high need kid.
Got it. And then I want you to give me tactical things right on the ground of some actual things that happened. Did she go to the park more with that kid? Did she spend time reading? Did she, you know?
They started to go to the park together and have walks and talks. And he could share.
Right. All right. You get the process of what I'm doing? More and more. And what else, what else, what else, what else, what else, and tactical, real daily life. And then let me tell you, what's that worth? Do you feel like selling that for 97 cents? Like, what's the value of that? How much does it matter? Can you even put a price on that? So could you see that if a mother could get that transformation, and it really actually happened, is that worth $2,000? Doesn't that feel small compared to what we just heard? That's what we need to know. When we get in touch with the real value of what it is we're doing, it's easy to create a high ticket program. And then all that stuff, but she can't pay. Oh, it's not about, like, what's it worth to her? What else should she be spending her money on? What could be more valuable than that? What, pizza? You know? A new house? A car? Isn't that worth more than a car? Cars are $20,000, $50,000. You start to see the value of the work you do. So let's just put a provisional price on that. You're going to work with a person like Heidi, right? Heidi. And let's just put a price on it for now. What's the price that you want to offer this at? Whatever that, we don't even know what, like, what it's going to look like, but what do you want to offer it for? We can do this more simply than we think.
I think it needs to have a time element because otherwise it would feel big and open-ended. Mm-hmm. 6 months.
Okay, 6 months. And then what are you going to charge? And you know, you could, it's not written in stone. You can play with it later, but it's like, I want to show you how easy this can be. What are you going to charge, Heidi? What's that worth? I mean, yeah, Yvonne says to me, that sounds like a life-changing experience for all. I mean, it's so huge, right? So what do you want to charge for that?
$6,000.
Thank you. I love it. I think that's very aligned. All right. How we do that, we're starting to go into sales, but we need to know that in order to know what it is that we're, how we're marketing and who we're looking for. Heidi's going to look for a different person now, given our conversation. The person whose child is like probably 5 years from death is not the person she's looking for. So she's going to have different eyes. She's going to go to different places. Maybe there's going to be school programs or I don't know what that she's going to look to that she wouldn't be looking to if it was that other person. They are going to hang out in different places, right? And maybe she's of a certain age as well. So then she's going to different things and it might even be the movies that she's going to or whatever. They're all different. How she reacts in her world, where you're going to find her, they're all different, right? That's why we're starting to go into sales for a moment. And this is why this is the perfect companion to the high ticket virtual retreat. I suggest you all go and watch it before we actually do it live in February, because it will help you put these pieces together. But you don't need to do that. You can do the work that Heidi just did, have that, and now Heidi can go out and talk to people. And she can do all those networking activities that we, all those marketing activities that we already talked about. And she now knows what she's offering, what the transformation is, who she's looking for. She figures out where they are. She gets a free gift together. We'll do that in January, right? But she doesn't even need that to get started. She just gets in a conversation with one of these women. She knows who she's looking for. She says, hey, and she starts seeing more and more of their pain. She says, hey, I can see they're hurting. Do you want to sit down and we'll spend time together and let's see what your best next step is to stop you hurting so much in these ways that we just talked about in a genuine conversation. And now she's in the strategy session, right? And she does all of the marketing activity, simple things. She goes to a networking event. She meets somebody. She has a connection call with them. She goes to strategy session next, and she could have her first $6,000 client before we next meet, if she chooses. She might not be aligned or believing that yet, but she could.
Well, I'm noticing I wasn't talking about what I think she... I can't promise the transformation in the child.
So how we create what we promise is a whole other kind of kettle of fish. But for now, what we're aimed at is that you can go out and do the marketing activity. And can we do that so far? Because we're trying to enable marketing right now. And Heidi knows a whole lot more about it than she did before. And there's other components that we do. It all fits synergistically together. Can't do it all at once, right? So, but she knows she's aiming towards a six-month program. It's $6,000. And then how she articulates what is received, right? For instance, she might say that you'll have the confidence that your child is in better hands now. That might be something that's promisable, not that your child will be in better hands, right? So there's ways that we can talk about it that are genuine and real, that come to the heart of what they want, right? Again, beyond the scope of what we're doing today, I just want to enable your marketing. All right. So Heidi now has her offer. You're all going to do this. You're all going to have a high ticket offer, $2,000 or up. By the time we come back to practical applications, choose it, be on calls with each other, and go out there and start talking to people next week and through January, right? And then you're going to reverse engineer from your big offer. If that's the person that Heidi's looking for, now she can start talking to people. And what she does in that strategy session, so there's resources that you can look at that are recordings. You don't even need me for that. There's other people in the community that you can ask them, lots of experience in this community, and you can tag and text me. So lots of support for that end of it. But now you are enabled to go out and do those marketing activities. There's one last, making sense, everybody? Do you feel like at least theoretically you can do this, even if you don't have all the pieces yet, but this feels more accessible than it used to?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
And so, and some of you might be going, I'm not sure. I don't think so. And I see you, Diane, right? It's like, yeah, but Reiki people only charge this or whatever it is, you know? And or I think of Yvonne earlier. It's like, yeah, but this hasn't happened to me yet. Before it did, and then it did, you know, right? So we often think that it can't happen to us. But there's always ways to do this. One way is by bundling, right? So let me just give you that. It could be this many things that add up to that amount that's $2,000. pay for that in advance. Anybody can do that, right? So I just want to enable that. So then we're not doing random stuff and calling it marketing activity, meeting people on a hope and a prayer. We're doing strategic things to enable that end goal so that we can help people. All right, the last piece that I wanted to give you before we go today, and this is really fun as we're entering into 2022, marketing drives being able to help people in the way that we just saw with Heidi, right? Marketing leads to sales. We start from sales and then reverse engineer the marketing. We can do it low tech ways. You just go out and talk to people. You don't need anything. You can do this like today. You can pick up the phone and call today. You can Google and find out where people are hanging out. There's an event that's in your area, you know, in your field, and you can go and join that event and meet some people. You can go join Facebook groups. There's so much you can do, right? All about, you know, how do I get that strategy session, right? And so the last fun piece that I want to give you is for you, we've been talking about service. I want to talk about you and your life as we're ending our last piece of training before 2021 ends and heading off into 2022 and connecting with Quantum Leaps and your goal and your vision. Remember making friends with money, lifestyle contribution, who we need to become, and actually receiving that abundance that is your birthright. I don't know how much money you want to make, whether it's, you know, 100,000 or 200,000 or a million or a billion or whatever it is. I'm hoping it's at least six figures, multiple six figures. If it's not, let's do some work with that, because the more money we're receiving, it means the more that we're giving out in the world. You're all heart-centered people. You want to give a lot, right? But in structured ways so you don't burn out. So the last piece I want to give you, just a cash calendar, right? A cash calendar. So if Heidi knows that she now has a $6,000 program that the marketing leads to, and it's a 6-month program, and then Heidi is for herself because of reasons of lifestyle and contribution and who she needs to become in the service that she needs to give to be that, she decides she wants to make a certain amount of money. And Heidi, are you willing to give us that amount of money? And you could change it tomorrow. It's okay. But right now, how much do you think you'd like to earn in 2022? Be bold, be brave, actually. You don't have to answer it, but if you would, it would help us all. You don't have to.
200,000.
200,000. Thank you. I love it. Well, do you get that if Heidi has a $6,000 program and she wants to make 200,000, oh, you know, what's six divided by, you need how many? You need how many clients? Somebody do the math quickly. Let's see, take rid of those. 200 divided by six, right? Six times three is 18. Six times. I think you need, did I do the math right? About 33 clients.
Yes.
Yes.
All she needs is 33 clients and she makes it to $200,000. It's a great thing about high ticket. So then to have those 33 clients, she just needs strategy sessions. She needs conversations. And generally, when we're beginning, maybe one conversation in six, the person will say yes, maybe one in five. When we're talking to the right people, when we get really good, maybe it's one in three. Most people say no, that's fine. We serve and help them along the way. So then all that means is as Heidi gets good at it, let's make it five. That's still, you know, when we're beginning. So that means, let me see. That's, if I did the math right, that's about 165 conversations. There are 365 days in the year. Heidi, can you have 165 conversations next year?
Yes.
And she goes like, do I want to, right?
It's a lot of conversations.
Now you're understanding about high ticket. Do I actually, this is some of the work from Quantum Leaps, right? Do I actually want to make that? And maybe she's starting at 6,000, but maybe it's going to be a $10,000 program as she grows it, right? Or maybe it becomes a $20,000 program. If it's a $20,000 program, she just needs 10 people. then she needs 50 conversations in the year. Do you see how the math works? So that's a good reason to start at 6,000, but maybe you got to catch Heidi soon, because at first it's going to be 6,000, but 6 months from now, it's going to be 10. Because how much was that worth for that mother to receive that actually? All right. So this is your cash calendar, and you can do this as home play over the holidays. And this is the piece that we didn't do as explicitly at Quantum Leaps as we could have, right? So I wanted to finish that off. How much money do I actually want to make? How much is am I charging for my program? How many people do I need in it? And then I just book the calls. And then Heidi might be incentivized to go like, how do I offer a $10,000 program? And then she needs to grow to be able to offer that value. So the money is lifestyle, contribution, who I need to become. Heidi has to know that I have that value inside me to help that person at that level. It's that deep a support. But could Heidi, if it's at 10,000, that's 50 conversations. And maybe Heidi goes, I want to make 150 next year, 150,000, that's fine. Or maybe she goes, I want to stretch, and by the end of the year, I want to be offering a $20,000 program. Or maybe I want that goal, but I want it the following year. And the first year I'm going to make under 50. She gets to choose. Just like Diane said, I get to choose who I'm working with. I get to choose how much money I'm going to make. And if you go, but if you have any issues about money, well, then give it away, right? Somebody said the other day that the saddest thing is a broke philanthropist. Give it away. So if you're not sure about the value of making that money, let me just clear that up in a moment here. So Heidi gets to, this is, you can create your own cash calendar. It's about one conversation. And Heidi can also get better at sales. What if she could close 1 in 3? Then instead of 165 conversations, she only has to have 82. What if she could close 1 in 3 conversations? What if she raises it to a $20,000 program? If it's a $20,000 program, she only needs 10 people. And if she closes 1 in 3, she only needs 30 conversations in the whole year. Do you see how this math works? Therefore, high ticket virtual retreat, it's good for us to be really good at sales, because we can help more people, fewer conversations, right? In order to help people, and also to hold the value of what it is we're doing, so that we can really, really serve at the deepest level. So just wanted to give you a little bit about, and then we create the marketing calendar. We want last pieces, because I know we're at our time now, but we create triggers to create those strategy sessions. Every month, what trigger do I have? What cash trigger do I have? And that's a marketing thing that leads to the strategy session. Maybe I'm going to go to a networking event, and I'm going to see how many people I can give my free gift to, so I can end up in a conversation with them. Maybe I'm going to go speak. That's leverage, one on many. We watched Mary Kay doing that, right? I'm going to go talk to 100 people. They all want my free gift. I give them a follow-up sequence, and 30 of them or 20 of them or however many will want a strategy session. That's done right there, right? So if, like, we could see with Heidi, she went, oh, I don't have the time for that. I can't do that. Then change the numbers. You're in charge. But if we don't even know it, then we think we failed when it's like, oh, no, I didn't even want that. What is it that you actually want? Maybe next year she wants 100,000. The following year she wants 200,000. Maybe this year she wants 200,000 and she wants to find it in herself to raise it to a $25,000 program or whatever it is. Maybe she wants to get better and better at sales, because then she can actually do it and she can spend more of her time serving those people. Whatever it is, you get to be in the driver's seat, and every month you want to make sure there are cash triggers. That means a way that somebody can meet you and you can be in that conversation with them so that they can invest, and that you have cash flow in your company that you can reinvest in it in whatever way you want, to grow and help more people, have a better lifestyle, to be a philanthropist, whatever it is that money, the good work that it's going to do in the world. All right, that's the last piece that I wanted to give you. Adding those cash triggers, which is marketing month by month, deciding what it is you want. And Heidi, I just want to return it to you just before we go to AHA's Inspired Actions, and then wrapping up our call, and I'll stay for questions afterwards if any of you want or can stay. Heidi, hearing this, and then this is true for all of us, what is it that you now think you want for next year? Is it like, well, yeah, I actually can do that. Or I really want to understand more about sales so that I can, you know, close more of those so that I have the time to do this. Or I want to get good at it and raise my prices so that I can help them even more deeply. Or what is it that you're aligned with right now? And again, it can shift and grow and change, but just here in a couple minutes even.
This was amazing. I'm still wrapping my brain around the numbers and what becomes possible in looking at the numbers. And I would go back to the very beginning of our call and say how excited I am at expanding my receiving.
Yes. Thank you. And expanding receiving includes knowing that I can receive, like that I can receive knowledge and wisdom about how sales work, so I can genuinely have a heart-centered conversation with somebody where more people say yes, because sometimes my skill level doesn't allow to hold space for them at the highest level yet. And they say no when they could have said yes. And then it's not because we've lost that sales, because, oh, I could have helped that person, I didn't. So I want to get better at it. Let me receive more knowledge and wisdom about how the sales work. Let me receive more. It could be $6,000, but maybe it'll be a $50,000 program by the end of the year. I don't know. It's like, it's up to you. You get to create it, what you actually want. And it's win, win, win. It's that person that you're serving winning. It's you personally winning in your life. It's the world winning as the world gets uplifted through this work. And I can't think of anything better than that. And that is a great place to end our marketing a story. And if you, by the end of the day, do not see why, hopefully you see why marketing matters so much, how it's connected with the heart of having a fabulous life, of really doing the work that we're meant to do, of envisioning the highest, of actually planning out what it is that we want, and then having the means to get there, and so, so much more. So I hope that you've enjoyed our day together today. To me, it goes by like in a heartbeat, because there's so much that I want to share with you from many, many years of doing this work. And this is the first time we've gathered this together under one day, and you guys have just knocked it out of the park. So thank you for playing full out. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for that wonderful work. If you heard even 1/10 of what we were doing here, this is absolutely world-changing for your 2022 and beyond. All right. So we're going to wrap it up here. We'll wrap it up. If you need to leave, no worries. And post your ha's in the Facebook cage. Keep the conversation going there. It will go as much as you want it to. Remember that you can be on as many connection calls as you want, and go and get out there and start marketing, because that's how you'll build that for 2022. That's how you'll have those people that you can have those conversations with, because you're going out there meeting them now. All right. So that's my strong suggestion to you. Go out and meet them, take a break, and then meet them throughout January. And so that you can build that company that is your birthright and actually receive what it is that you want to receive for 2022. All right, let's wrap it up. And thank you again for doing an amazing, amazing job. Heidi, you're in my upper left-hand corner, so you're first. One aha, one inspired action. If by the time we get to you, you already have to have left, that's okay. You can post in the chat. You can post on the Facebook page. Remember, you can save the chat. And remember, we don't meet now until after New Year's. So have a fabulous holiday, everybody. Remember that I'm just a text and a tag and a text away. And remember, you have the resources of the community. You can lean in with each other. All right. So, and if you want to dive into the high ticket virtual retreat, you see the why for doing that now, right? Why it's so crucial and how all of this fits together. All right, Heidi, one aha, one inspired action. If there's not more than one, I'll eat my hat.
I have to now choose, because I get to choose. The aha is that there is a much smaller gap between the dream and the how than I had envisioned originally.
Thank you. I've got chills. I'm so happy about that. That is one of the huge things that I wanted to accomplish with and for you here. I didn't even name it, but yes, yes, and yes. Having a big why, and this is the how we get there, but with ease and fun.
Yes.
Really great. And what's your inspired action?
I'm going to just say it. I'm actually going to play with numbers and see what happens with different price points and conversations and what becomes possible.
Yay. And then it becomes fun. What do I actually dream of? And then I have the means to actually make that happen. So good. Yes. Dawn, you're up next.
I'm seeing how this is more possible, how it may be more possible to create the bundle or say 10 sessions for this or 20 sessions, knowing that what it takes to do the work that someone may need and to offer the work that way.
Yes, you're like this close to high ticket, right? It's just right there. You just bundle it up there. Thank you. What's your inspired action, Dawn?
Well, I just connected with Diane for a connection call because to keep the conversation going, our work is a bit similar. I think we would be able to help each other out.
Oh, music to my ears. Brilliant. Love hearing this. Thank you. Yes, yes, and yes. Marie, you're up next.
Oh, kind of like Heidi, it's choosing which one. I guess it's a remembering and a going deeper into the specificity of who it is I am aiming to serve.
Thank you for that. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's not something new. It's going deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper into that thing. And the nuanced level of it that gets us the results and allows us to grow and allows us to create what it is we're on this planet to create. Thank you for underlining that, Marie. Beautiful. What's your inspired action?
Well, I have one more aha, actually.
Oh, go for it.
how much this teaching has allowed me to get to where I am now. Mm-hmm. And I did a big marketing campaign in the fall that was very successful in a number of ways. And it's this teaching that supported me to create the text that drew people in. Like hearing all this is like, oh yeah, I did that. We did that. We did that. We did that. So it's actually kind of cool to realize that.
So good. And the power of being on the court, right? Right. Did that, did that, did that. Yes. Like just do it. Going out there and doing it. Just doing it. Right. Thank you. And then what's your inspired action, Marie?
Well, I do have a high ticket and I'm just out there offering it to people and there are people saying yes.
Yay! That's so good, right?
Because yeah, I have 4 people that have already said yes to my year-long mastermind.
Fantastic, Marie. So happy for you. So good. That's like, that's a great way to enter 2022, isn't it? Thank you.
It is.
Yeah. Diane.
Well, when I started this morning, it was like, ooh, marketing. And I'm seeing it from a whole different perspective now, and I'm seeing the possibilities and working deeper with who I really want to work with and choosing them. Mm-hmm. And then like the cash calendar and stuff, that was really cool. So I can start working now with that. So I've got some things that I can start to work with now, and it doesn't feel quite so bad.
Isn't that great? And you look lighter. You look different. Can you all see that? Just like a weight has been lifted off your shoulders. I love it.
Well, I was so concerned about how do I do all this stuff? And then it's like, oh, this will be easier.
Exactly. Like we talked about right at the beginning, marketing can be easy and fun. And it can be. Thank you. What's your, and I love that from ew to oh, possibility, right? Inspired action.
I'll decide this weekend on who my ideal client is and I'll be more specific with it. I'll go deeper. Yes.
Thank you. Keys to the kingdom. Yes, beautiful. Yvonne, you're up next.
So I'm like Marie, I do have a high ticket offer. I really would like to meditate on my numbers and see where there's room to increase.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Already there. What's the next level?
Yeah. So it's definitely taking things, to a different level and also deepening my awareness of who my ideal client is. Fantastic. And really really getting to know her better at a more intimate kind of level.
Oh, so good. So mm-hmm. good. So good. Yes. Mm-hmm. And you're inspired to action?
I have been working on my numbers in recent weeks, so I want to go back and kind of, take that to the next level to see, okay, so if I do increase my prices, what do my numbers look like then? Yeah,
isn't that great? Like the numbers mm-hmm. can be fun, right? Mm-hmm. I think it's this, I want that, what can I create? That it puts mm-hmm. us as, we are creators. You get to create it, we get to create it. Thank you, Yvonne, beautiful. And then Mary Kay, I don't know if you're in a place where you can speak or not, but want to give you a space, just in case you can speak now. And going once, going twice. All right. Thank you so much for an outstanding day. You were playing up here. So what we do is in response to how you're showing up, and you're all showing up like way up here. So thank you so much for playing full out. This is just an extraordinary, extraordinary day together. Look how much we accomplished in not even really a full day. If you think about it, we didn't start crack of dawn. How much life has shifted and changed, and how much this builds as well. You can see the connections now. I was so excited for this sequence, the having a big why, quantum leaps create your future story, and marketing a story there, like hand in glove. I can't wait till we get to practical applications to dive even deeper into how you get out there in the court and do it and let it be fun. But you don't need any of the other pieces to get out there and be having those conversations. You are ready to go. So go out, meet those people. Remember, it can be low tech, it can be easy, it can be fun. Play with the numbers, dig in with each other. Lean in. This is an extraordinary community of amazing, amazing souls. And remember also, after playing and meeting those people next week, then take a break for yourself. Get that. It's kind of like having a Shavasana for your year. Take good care of yourself in whatever that means for you. And we will see you back at Practical Applications. I'm a text and a tag away. All right. So giving you some space, but there's lots of ways to get your questions answered between now and Practical Applications. So thank you all for being here. I'm going to officially close our call. And then if anybody has any lingering questions, I'm not feeling the energy of question. I'm feeling the energy of solutions and possibility. But if I will stay in case anybody needs to. Actually, anybody can raise their hand. Anybody have that question? I'm not feeling the energy of it. No questions. That was just a wave, right? Was it a wave goodbye? Yeah, okay. Everybody have a fantastic, fantastic holiday. I will see you in 2022. Tag and text me if you want to be in touch. Take good care of yourself. Have fun with this. And we'll see you again in the new year. Bye-bye for now.